Good morning, everybody. Happy to see you all. So before I start my sermon, I would like you to close your eyes for 2 minutes. Take few deep, long breaths and relax your whole body. From the top of your head to the tips of your toes. Observe all of the different parts of your body individually and see if they are relaxed, free of tension or strain. Anywhere you find tension or strain, concentrate your mind on that area and allow it to release and relax. Experience relaxation and peace. Feel harmony with your body. Feel close to yourself. Now send your loving thoughts towards yourself. Thinking thus, I am well. I am happy. I am peaceful. I am well. I am happy. I am peaceful. I am well. I am happy. I am peaceful. Understand the meaning of each word clearly and deeply, then repeat it to yourself. I am well, I am happy, I am peaceful. Now send your loving thoughts towards whole world. May all living beings be well. Be happy. Be peaceful. May all living beings be well. Be happy. Be peaceful. May peace be with you. May you be well. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. Thank you very much. Please open your eyes. Thank you so much for inviting me again to this beautiful sanctuary, your home, Unitarian Church. I have a long history with the Unitarian Church. I always introduce to people, I am Unitarian Buddhist monk. So I travel a lot around the different Unitarian churches around the country because my root coming from that background, my journey here in this country. Today, when UU administration, when they invite me, their theme was non-violence. It is very interesting topic. non-violence. Yeah. And also it's a very famous word around the world. Why? A lot of conflicts, harm, killing each other around the world always. It is part of the world now. So, my beginning in the United States, where I live now, Illinois, near Chicago, Woodstock, I started my journey with Unitarian Church, like your congregation. So in the beginning, I didn't have many people who come to meditation, like 5-6 people, mostly 10. It was like a small family. Yesterday, this morning I got the text message, and one of my students said, yesterday morning, we had over 60 people for regular meditation practice, Saturday morning. But in the beginning, I didn't have many. Now it's a fast growing community. So, that time I don't know about your culture, how you think, what you think. So, I was researching myself too, to understand about you, about your culture. So what I use, most common meditation technique, breathing meditation, I ask people to do. The good thing about in this country, I love you all, whatever I ask, people ready to do. Oh, let's do it, Bhante. You want to try. But Eastern people, not like you. If I ask, let's do something, they ask 1,000 questions. So I'm really like your open mind. So I was, the teaching and sharing meditation with them. After a few weeks later, I was thinking, I really want to know about these people, what they are thinking, not as a group, as an individual. I did the individual sessions, the one day, 30 minutes with each person. I was listening to their stories. Some stories were so sad, some stories were so cheerful and happy, but many stories were sad and emotional. They were crying. I was watching and observing without telling anything. After listening to these people, what I decided myself, these people, even all are smiling and happy, we all are carrying self-hatred, anger inside us. When I say something funny and you all smile, that's wonderful. It doesn't mean we don't have problems, right? We all have some kind of problems and issues and complaints. Then I thought, how am I going to help these people to find self-love? Thinking that, when I was young monk, I had the issue with anger. I was like 16 years old because I became a monk age 11. So one day I was angry myself, or I cannot remember the reason. Then my teacher asked me how to practice self-love. So I practiced many years this self-loving kindness meditation. The three words I used in the beginning, he asked me to use. I am well, I am happy, I am peaceful. I always repeated those three words all my life. Little by little, I realized what it means. Then I thought, experience with these people, maybe I want to teach them how to find self-love. Having that intention, I changed whole meditation format. I said one Saturday morning, let's do loving-kindness meditation. Again, you are open-minded. They said, sure, why not? Then I was guiding them, loving-kindness meditation. I am well, I am happy, I am peaceful, may all beings well, happy and peaceful. They did wonderful job. After opened their eyes, I asked, do you like loving-kindness meditation? Most of people said, yes, sounds good, we like it. Then one lady sitting in front of me, looking at me angrily, and she said, "I hate loving kindness meditation." I was shocked because my cultural background, I never heard those kind of things. I was kind of shocked. I was thinking, what? You hate loving kindness meditation? She said, "Yes, I don't like it. It doesn't make any sense. I can practice loving kindness for other people, no problem for me, but I cannot practice love for myself." Then I was asking her, "How you are going to practice self-love, you know, the love for other people, if you don't have self-love?" She said, "It's easy. I am the one doing homeless program here in the UU church. I am helping all the homeless people, always feeding them. I love them, I care about them. So every day, 15 years I am doing this program now. I don't want to focus on myself. That means I don't want it. That is not my religious background, I never heard that. It doesn't make any sense." Then I was thinking, that's my lack of experience here in this part of the world that time. I was thinking, my ignorance, I'm a Buddhist monk. I can fix you. So, having that intention, I use whatever I know to fix her. Now, after 10 years later, that delusion is gone. I really know I cannot fix anybody. I can fix myself. So then I use all the wisdom, whatever I learn and practice her, to fix her. She never accept my request or my knowledge or my loving kindness. She said, "I don't want it. I don't want it." Then I said, "Just imagine you want to give me a gift. So you wrap me something, bring it to me, and Bhante, here's a gift for you. After you giving me a gift, you can think too, what kind of expectations you have? What you want to hear? After you give me a gift? Thank you." I said, "Just imagine, you give me a gift, I don't say any word. I don't say thank you, I'm not smiling, I totally reject it." Then I asked her, "How do you feel about it?" I asked that woman. Then she said, "If I am honest, you are a terrible Buddhist monk." I said, "You are totally right. You are totally right. I am a terrible person. Why? I don't know how to say thank you." Then I asked her, "Do you believe, given this gift, you are practicing love toward this monk?" She said, "That's why I spend my money." I said, "No, you are so selfish. You never practice loving kindness towards me. You are so selfish, still you are clinging to that gift. You are holding. Physically it is next to me, but mentally you are holding it. That means you are not practicing love for other people. You are selfish." One time when I was in Australia, I'm sitting in the middle of a mall and waiting for somebody to pick me up. I'm reading a book. I saw one hand coming behind me like this. Then I saw 20 bucks in front of me. So just imagine yourself, you are sitting in the middle of a mall, somebody come and throw 20 bucks in front of you, how do you feel? You feel embarrassed, right? I was so happy. Because I know I'm a Buddhist monk, so people always giving things for me, so I thought I want to say thank you to that person. I just turned my head to say thank you to that person. I saw one young man walking from the distance. I never seen his face. He didn't look at my face. He saw a monk. He just did his act or donation. He left. I was thinking, that is the best gift I ever received. Why? No expectation involved from me or from him. That is true love. I explained to her. She didn't like it. People start to laugh and she get up and left. I thought, "Oh, it's fine. I'm happy now." She left. So, story is not over. Now she went home. She sent me a long email and complaining, you are a mean Buddhist monk. I hate all your community. I don't like the Blue Lotus Temple. I never come again. Then I send a nice email. My friend, understand, I care about you. That's why I try to explain to you what is true love means. So every time when I say something nice, she sends me another 2 pages. It takes 45 minutes for me to read. So long. So finally I realize, if you don't like me, don't send me emails. I was kind of tired myself. Every time when I say something, she sends me another 2 pages. What I did, copy and paste, every day when she sends a long email, even I don't read it, and I say, find self-love, the day you find it, contact me. 3 months, back and forth, she was keep sending. 3 months later, she sent me another long email. It was in nice, urgent, you know, nice stuff, you know, finding self-love. It was in the subject. I start to read it. Then she said, Bhante, I am very sorry. I apologize. Finally, I got it. She was telling me a story. When I was 10 years old, I used to live with my mother in California. My mother is a single woman. She had a difficult time, money, no food. We both live very poor condition. She doesn't know what she has to do. Always she is yelling at me, abuse me so much physically and mentally. I raise my whole life. I grow with anger and hatred. She is the only one I had in my life. Every time when I feel pain and abuse, I was thinking, I hate her, I don't like her, I never give her a chance in my life. I get the revenge. So, can you believe, now this woman, 40 years old, 12:30 at night, she is writing me this last email and telling me, Bhante, I am very sorry, this is my story, I am not honest, you are right. That night, you know, she is telling me, last night I realized I cannot play this game anymore because I am 40 years old. I call this kind of situation, we all are carrying all wounds. She was carrying this wound, how many years? 30 years. She used, I made my mind, I want to give up. I want to surrender. The moment I gave it up, I felt so much love in my mind and also so much love towards my mother. I was so happy after reading that email. Finally, she got it. Then again, I forget about it. One Saturday, I was getting ready for the meditation. I am preparing the room. I saw from the building, the temple, back door, handicap access. Somebody is coming in. One older lady using a walker, walking to the room. I never seen her before. I was thinking I want to help her to get in. Then I saw the winter day, snow, another person behind her. Daughter and mother both came to meditation practice. I call her grandma. We build a wonderful relationship with each other. She passed away a few years ago. Now daughter is very involved in the Blue Lotus Temple and always doing so many wonderful things to the community. I call her little saint because she is so loving and compassionate woman. So my message for you today, you can do so many other things for the people, for the world. But before you do things for the world, first you have to love yourself, no matter what you are doing. I know people love me so much, my students around the country. They really care about me. Sometimes always people say, after talk with me or conversation with me, oh Bhante, you did a great job. I love you so much. Then my reaction, me too. I never say, I love you too. Why? I have to mean it when I say it. Now I can see here in this country, always people use the word love. I am very confused with this word. I don't know what they mean. Sometimes they say, I love my mom. I love my dad. I love my wife. I love my husband. I love my children. I love my dog. I love ice cream. So when people say those things with for everything, I am thinking what they really mean. Finally I got it. Maybe they say I like you, but there is no meaning. Just use the word. This love word is already ruined. Why? People just say it without meaning. So the Buddhist word for that, not just love, loving kindness. In between love and kindness, there is another word, respect. Respect. We don't see that. In between love and kindness, there is another word, respect. So when you use just love, it's an emotion. It's an emotional love. Always emotional love comes with attachment. So before you love other people, other people around your family or around the country, around the world, you have to love yourself. You have this teaching here in your society, but people don't see it. So the best place you can see this teaching, what Buddha said, in the airplane. When you get into the airplane, they gave us a safety instructions. One of them is, put your oxygen mask first before you assist other people. 2600 years ago, Buddha gave the same message to the world. Put your oxygen mask first before you assist other people. Now they are using in the airplane. But the sad thing, they never give credit to the Buddha. When I'm sitting in the airplane, you know, I'm flying large, I'm always thinking, thank you Buddha so much giving this wisdom. 200 people sitting in this airplane, I don't know how many people understand this, but I get it. I am so grateful to you. One time after my workshop, one lady ran to me and said, you know Bhante, I am a flight attendant. You know, I said this statement so many times, but I never mean it. Tomorrow morning I am going to work, even people don't understand this, I am going to put my right intention to this statement. She was so happy. What is oxygen means? Life. So taking care of your life, taking care of others. So if you really want to see the non-violence, if you really want to see the peace and happiness around the world, the best place you have to start that within yourself. If you can do that, then you can help another person, another person. Don't think about like a big picture, whole world. If you look at the whole world as a big picture, then you get stressed. Stress out. Why? Too much. Right? So, as a Buddhist monk, I cannot save whole world. But I can take care of my community, little, you know, the small community, small gathering, I can take care of this community. I know everybody. I can do that. So do one by one. To do that, to help other people, you have to help yourself. You know, last week I was in Arizona. So one of my students, she made the meal and she was, you know, talking to me from the kitchen. I was in my room. Bhante, food is ready. Please come and help yourself. I said, and thank you. Yes, I do. So I really help myself no matter what. It is very important. Without helping myself, I cannot help other people. So, go home with this intention today. No matter what is happening around the world, I don't get distracted. It is very difficult not to get distracted. Always, I am taking care of myself. Taking care of self, taking care of the world. Remember those three words. I am well, I am happy, I am peaceful. Driving, somebody cut you off, I am well, I am happy, I am peaceful. Somebody swearing at you, I am well, I am happy, I am peaceful. Best place to practice this self-love while you are driving. Because I am driving too always. So thank you so much. Thank you.